smashed into the glass. Just knocked a slat out of my nose, rattled my teeth, snapped my spine, and popped my neck. But the worst of it came when that old barrel-bellied sister got me down on the ground. She wasn't kidding. I mean, if I hadn't crawled underneath the pickup, she would have built a mud hole right in the middle of my back. Life has many lessons to teach, and even I get sent to school every now and then. The lesson to be learned from heifers is that it doesn't take any brains to be stupid, but just because they're stupid doesn't mean they can't hurt you. Slim finally got him fed, but he had trouble packing the bales around because he was laughing so hard, which I thought was just a little tacky. At last, his skinny face appeared underneath the pickup, and he said, "Come on, Fang. We got cattle to feed. Now don't you hurt those heifers." Little did he know what I could have done. Oh, well. We went on to the north pastures and fed another bunch of ungrateful morons. Slim insisted that I stay in the cab. I consented only because I feared what I might do if given the opportunity. All the way home, I brooded over my nose, which appeared to be bent to the left. It was dusk by the time we made it back to headquarters. The snow had slacked off to a few small flakes, but the dull gray sky promised more. The wind died to a whisper, and the cold winter night began to creep in. I went up to the machine shed to check on Drover. I found him asleep on a pair of Loper's coveralls, which I might point out Loper rarely wore because of his cowboy vanity. "Hey, wake up! We got work to do."
"Huh? What?"
He sat up. One of his ears was perked higher than the other, a sign of mental confusion.
"Oh, it's you."
"That's right. All goofing off and half-stepping stops as of now. Pay attention. I got two questions for you."
"Wait a minute."
He sat there until his ears evened up.
"Okay. Ask me anything, Hank."
"All right. Number one, did you serve your time in the corner?"
"Corner? Serve time? Oh, yeah, gosh, yes, Hank, and it was just awful. I didn't think I could stand it."
"Uh-huh. Number two, whose idea was it for you to serve your sentence in the machine shed where it was warm and dry?"
"It was your idea, Hank. Don't you remember? You studied on it for a long time, and you decided that there weren't any corners outside, and I couldn't stand in the corner unless we found one."
"I said that?"
"You sure did. You figured there were four corners in the machine shed, and you were right."
"Huh. I'll be darned. Nevertheless, Drover, the sentence wasn't nearly harsh enough, and..." Just then we heard Slim down at the house.
"Here, Drover. Come here, boy."
Drover sprang to his feet.
"Uh-oh, that's for me. Gotta go, bye."
In a flash, the runt was gone. I stepped outside just in time to see Slim and Drover go into a nice warm house for the night.